This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL here. That's brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution to reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's Q-U-I-C-K-A-S-Y-S-T. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, we begin with there's a lot of moving and a shaking. We started the show talking about your fear of missing out, and that's because we already knew that Davante Adams made his way to the Jets. We already knew that Amari Cooper made his way to the Bills and immediately scored a touchdown on a play where
he didn't even know the play.
It seemed like he was Keon Coleman said that the play. He just needed a little bit of assurance. Yeah. But regardless, he turned to Keon Coleman, did that. What's happening?
Palms up.
With his hands palms up, and then was like, hey, just run a seam. Seam?
Okay, I can do that.
Josh Allen hit him touchdown. Right? You got that happening. Now you might have another even better move, funny enough. DeAndre Hopkins, Nuke as he's known, obviously, spent a lot of time here in Houston, bounced around Arizona, Tennessee, and now he will be playing with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody on the YouTube was like, imagine going from Will Levis, in fact, they called him Jean-Claude Van Levis because of the Mayo commercials, to Patrick Mahomes. That's got to be a little bit of a shock in a way, doesn't it?
Well, I think that's the story, isn't it? I mean, he clearly is not the DeAndre Hopkins that the Texans had here.
Where he was just always open, even if he wasn't?
Toe-tapping on the sideline, high-pointing the ball like a champ, all that stuff. He's clearly not that. But he doesn't stink. I mean, he's had some bad quarterbacks.
He had a 1,000-yard season last year.
Yes, he had a 1,000-yard season last year, 75 catches. And that's who were Tennessee's quarterbacks last year? I mean, I know Levis for a while, but I mean, they
did Malik Willis get some time?
Willis played here, didn't he? He played here against the Texans. So,
like, he legitimately lowest success rate. Obviously, that's not not something that's as highly regarded. Not a great catch rate either for him, considering that he has pretty damn good hands as a wide receiver. Like, you give him an opportunity to advance some of those things and have better looks, better opportunities. He's capable of bringing those things
down. He caught balls from Will Levis, Ryan Tannehill, and Malik Willis last year.
That's right. Tannehill's still.
Yeah. So, all of a sudden, that ain't Malik Willis. That's the quarterback for Kansas City.
No, it is not.
That is not Malik Willis.
So. And it's also not Arthur Smith. Like, that's a part of this as well, right? Yeah. A coach that knows how to utilize his wide receivers. Although, funny enough, I know that there's kind of just been this natural inclination to go, oh, wide receivers go to Kansas City and they get better. And kind of, but not quite. Like, some of these wide receivers that they go and pick up have not necessarily, like, worked out. However, if there was one that I'd be willing to bet money would work out, it is DeAndre Hopkins with Andy Reid. So, yeah, that's going to be a little scary as, hey, that's a guy, that's a team that's on your schedule. Obviously, the Tennessee Titans are, but it changes that dynamic as well with Kansas City really being a lot of a running team this year. Now they add more to their running and defense, of course. Yeah. I love
Patrick Mahomes not having the best of year. What, 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions?
Yeah, he's in the negative there. I imagine this will help him get a little bit better in that regard.
It's not the postseason.
I know.
It's not the postseason, and they will be in the postseason.
All they got to do is get there.
And, in the postseason is where really why they got DeAndre Hopkins.
Someone said, terrible quarterbacks, he might catch 100 yards a game with Patrick Mahomes at the helm. All right. It might be a little much, but also it might not.
Yeah.
We'll see what that ultimately looks like, and the Texans will have to account for that when that time ultimately comes later in the season. Elsewhere around the NFL, I saw this and I was happy that it ended up being kind of a note as opposed to like a big story. But we got kind of tweets yesterday that Andy Dalton, quarterback for the Panthers, who, I mean, he also has kind of been nothing to write home about on the field necessarily, but you definitely didn't want to write about him in this way. Dalton, his wife, and his three children, and their dog, in fact, were traveling kind of like 7 miles away from Bank of America Stadium, and they had a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole family in the car, right, all the way down to the dog in the car, but thankfully no one in the vehicle was transported to the hospital. So I think Dalton was evaluated by team medical.
Yeah, it sounded like it was serious, but not like a very serious
right.
Like it was an accident.
I mean, it was enough to let us know in that way, yeah. You know, with the immediacy that they did. And so Dalton, who's 36 years old, right, like mm-hmm. it just, that could have gone really, really terrible. And so you're happy to hear that. A guy that I think pretty much anybody likes. I don't know that there are people out there that hate Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to hear that there was not a real negative ending as it possibly could be with that situation.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you saw the reports and the pictures, and obviously, you know, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
So is Bryce Young starting? Or
that's a good
Andy
question.
Andy Dalton is starting. Don't is you think? He? I think.
Okay.
You'd imagine so. Like, depending on how shaken he up he is mm-hmm. when it comes to that, you ultimately would have to see. I don't think that they start Bryce Young. They did bench, or did they? Well, I mean,
no, he got some late reps.
He got some garbage time situation, but I guess they felt willing to put him on the field in that regard. I do mm-hmm. wonder if they're just in a place where they're not trying the Bryce Young thing again this year. If they come back to it, they try it again in the offseason, maybe into next season.
Or the season would have to be, you know, which it is already, some would say, but like,
yeah, I mean,
well at the end.
Right.
And, you know.
But again, then we come back to the, are you in a situation where you're telling the rest of the guys that are playing, hey, we do not care about what y'all doing out here.
That's fair.
Because I don't know how well that goes over.
Yeah.
They'll play the Broncos in Denver this weekend, so we'll see how that ultimately plays out. Some other things around the NFL. Running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Running backs getting their money. In particular, Alvin Kamara is the latest one to get an extension. So the Saints being in cap hell, apparently not enough to make sure that they keep Alvin Kamara around. 2-year, $25 million extension. Relatively short, but it places him fourth on average annual value for mm-hmm. running backs. This is the right move, right?
Well, it is when you don't have any other moves. You know, like we've talked about the Saints cap hell this year and next year and the year after that. I mean, at this point, that's what I thought when I saw this. Like, well, what else are you going to do? I mean, you're here, right? You're not going to be able to retool by any stretch. So you might as well, you know, keep one of your best weapons around.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like they want to make sure that he remains as a Saint for life. I think there's something to also be said of, like, you have a quarterback who you brought in and it's kind of so-so, and sometimes I wonder if it's like an organizational thing of, man, that we could put on the tickets and on the banners and all those things. Alvin Kamara has absolutely been that to some degree. But then also, I think it points to one of those things where, I think I was talking about it with Sean on mm-hmm. Monday, watching Monday Night Football, like you see Derrick Henry go off and you go, hey, man, a lot of teams made good on, you know, taking advantage of the market where it feels like the market has gotten to a place where we've devalued running backs too much in some ways, especially
the
high-end running backs. People
Absolutely.
Are like, we don't want to pay that next deal. And so that's how Derrick Henry ends up out there, and the Ravens are like, we'll pay for it, and they see the benefits. Obviously, your Texans did that.
Yeah.
They went and got Joe Mixon, where a team was willing to move on from him. They're benefiting greatly from it, right? Mm-hmm. You can talk about Saquon Barkley. You can talk about Josh Jacobs. There's been a lot of these guys mm-hmm. that have found somewhere else after a team was not valuing them as highly. Seems like the Saints are in that place where they're like, hey, we value our guy. We're not letting him go and find a different level of success somewhere else just because we're not willing to do it.
I think that's a factor. I think another factor is, as I mentioned, you know, they can't really do much else as an organization when they have so much money invested in so many players. So keep this one. And I actually think Kamara likes it there. I think he likes
it. Not a bad place to be.
I think he loves New Orleans.
Especially if you got money.
He's from the South.
Yeah, if you got money being in New Orleans, great. If you don't, solid, but maybe not. You know, you might end up on the wrong streets here or there. But, shout out to Alvin Kamara. Getting paid. I mentioned that Monday Night Football game that we had, one of the two,
mm-hmm.
the one that I cared mostly about personally, which was Ravens-Bucks. And that one was a tough one, especially wide receiver-wise mm-hmm. for the Buccaneers, as both Chris Godwin and Mike Evans were injured in the course of that. How long, you ask, for? We got a little bit of insight into that. Chris Godwin is undergoing surgery for his dislocated left ankle, and he's likely done for the season, according to Todd Bowles. So that's a tough situation for them, you know, getting himself right in that way. However, Mike Evans, who I have described as building offense, Mike Evans, like the offense will go as long as Mike Evans is there.
Yeah,
they're hoping that they can get him back. So Todd Bowles described him his situation as a moderate hamstring strain, and so he'll be sidelined, quote, a couple of weeks, and he likely won't return until the team's like week 11 bye. So they'll have to be, you know, 50% of their team's offensive receiving production against the Falcons in week 8 this week. Kansas City Chiefs next week, and the Niners 2 weeks from now.
Wow. But, I mean, you know, they're still in it. And frankly, if he does come back week 11, you know, that's not that far away. I mean, we're going into week 8, so that's pretty dang good news for Figgy's Buccaneers.
My Buccaneers.
Yeah, you were behind them to win the NFC South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're still in the hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still there.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Baker been playing pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm. Not without Mike Evans.
Yeah.
You watch that game.
That's something else now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you out here, you think you Johnny Manziel. I didn't get a rise out of you. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't go 100. You know, you can't bat 1,000, I guess, in a way. So we've been talking a lot about all the wide receivers moving around trade-wise, and it seems like another one is out there possibly. We got reports yesterday that not only is Cooper Kupp up for trade, it's the Rams that have been going around offering Cooper Kupp up for trade. First of all, just like, what is your reaction to hearing that the Rams are out here peddling some Cooper Kupp?
Buyer beware, right?
Okay, yeah, he's had some injuries that he's dealt with.
Buyer beware. I love his game. But how many really good seasons has he had? What, two? I mean, I'll call it up, but I mean, he's...
Oh, are you doing the thing where we're knocking Cooper Kupp?
Yeah. No.
Damn, he's been like...
How good is he really?
He's been the fantasy star.
He has been
like the last couple
years.
He
has been drafted in fantasy football an awful lot. And I'm not bashing on him because I think the reason is
you make the decision.
I think he drafted Cooper Kupp a couple times and then work out.
713-572-4610. Is Lopez bashing Cooper Kupp?
All right, let's go through it here. 2021, 145 catches, 1947 yards, 16 touchdowns.
Yeah, that was
sound pretty.
He
good
was on
to
all
me.
Pro that year. Of
all
course.
Right,
yeah.
Next 3 years. 812 yards receiving, 737
in 9 games,
and only played 9 games. That's part of it. See, to me, it's not his what he's done on the field; it's being on the field.
Sure,
that's why I say buyer beware.
Okay, yeah, no, the buyer beware. I understood.
Yeah.
You started getting into the. It felt like
is
you
he really that good?
Yeah, he ain't that good.
Yeah, that was the thing that I had to
is
object
he overrated?
To.
He's all right.
And
that's not what I mean at all.
There's also like, and I might be doing a schism, so apologies if that's the case. There's also some of like the leader on the field type things. You know, he does have a good understanding of these offenses, and he seems like he's a quarterback's best friend in the way that he runs routes and such.
Yes.
So I do think that there's some value there, especially, again, with a big if of a caveat, if you can keep him healthy. He was asked about the news and the reports that were out there, and he said, quote, it is that time of year. There's going to be trade rumors. I let that stuff, as much as I can, be in the background. He said, I have a job to do here, and I take a lot of pride in giving everything I can for the guys in the building and being able to step on that field knowing that I have the best prepared, or I'm the best that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, after 7.5 years I've been in L.A. Ram, I have taken an approach every single day. Whatever happens outside of that, I got to control what I can control.
Well, I mean...
So he's ready to be gone now, right? Like, that's what that sounds
like. He's saying that he knows it's out there, and he's preparing himself. And by the way... less than a year younger than DeAndre Hopkins.
It's wild how that happened. The way that we view age and washedness in these sports is kind of funny because we were talking about Devin White, who the Texans signed today. I still haven't seen the details on what that contract looks like, but I imagine it's pretty minimal. I mean, that's a dude that, you know, did not get any burn in Philadelphia early in the season.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, man, he's 26, and, you know, we're looking at him like, man, we haven't seen him play good football in a long time. It really just, that framework of how high was your peak, how long was your peak, and, you know, how far away has it been? And we can really get into some places talking about some dudes that are relatively young and look around and be like, they are cooked. They are cooked product.
And we're talking about DeAndre Hopkins like, and I said it. You know, not quite what he used to be, but you know, put him with Mahomes, and we'll see what happens.
Right,
he was born June 6th of 1992, Cooper Kupp was born June 15th, 1993. So a week older, a year and a week older.
I do wonder, like, and of course, context always matters. How do we talk about a DeAndre Hopkins trade if it's not to that particular team?
I think differently.
You know?
Yeah.
Somebody, 832, other Rams also trading their offensive line. I don't think so. However, hey, Nick, I know you're listening from when we were talking about Candy earlier. Go ahead and give them a call. Not that he wouldn't, right? I feel like Nick is probably really diligent in doing all those things. But I wouldn't mind kind of grabbing a guy or two off of that offensive line. But again, it just feels like offensive line is one of those places that it's really hard to get a team to come up off of.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610, brought to you by Quick Assist. Coming up next, I have a question that I feel like we haven't talked about a ton. And I mean, it has to do with the schedule. Did the schedule makers try to screw the Texans? I'll tell you what I mean. We'll do that next.